environmental health inspector for the city of Stamford Health Department in the state of Connecticut. And part of what we do is inspect and regulate food service establishments. And what we've been seeing is that a lot of restaurants are failing their inspections because of risk factor violations and poorly educated food service workers, which is a big problem for what we see. CDC has estimated that each year, roughly 48 million people get sick, 128,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 die. In our city, as July 2013, where we've gotten these stats from, 231 failed initial food inspections, 114 food complaints, 42 confirmed foodborne illnesses reported, and 52 failed inspections, what we have logged. So what we want to do, and what the issue is, when you're doing your inspections, a lot of places aren't getting to the issues of why the restaurants are failing their inspections. They don't get to the underlying issues. And what we wanted to do was take a more proactive approach as a health department and do more education, provide more education to the food service workers, because we don't always see that being done. What our program is, it's a free food education program. It's designed to eliminate food establishments failing their inspections, which we want to eliminate the amount of foodborne illnesses coming about as well. Teaching the food handlers how to identify, eliminate, and reduce the number of risk factors that cause the food illnesses. What's offered in the program is we give one-on-one inspector education regarding food safety handling procedures. This goes to we direct this to the dishwasher. We direct this to the front of the house. What's frustrating is that in each restaurant that we have in the food service establishments that we're inspecting, there needs to be a qualified food operator. And this is someone who has the food safety knowledge, and they're the ones who are supposed to be training their employees. And what we've been seeing is that this is not happening as much as we would like it to. We give one-on-one education to all the food safety handlers, and we find that working with the food handlers, working with the dishwashers, like I said, working with the prep cooks, showing them the risk factors that they're doing and why they're failing their inspections. We give them tools to aid in monitoring self-management, trying to set up standard operating procedures for them, monitoring of their food temperatures, of their cooking temperatures, setting up charts for them to make it easier for them. Keep the restaurant safer, keep it clean. A food presentation is given by myself and one of my colleagues, focusing on the risk factors that did cause them to fail their past inspections. With that presentation, we give a pre-test and a post-test. We want to see what kind of knowledge they have coming in, right, and what kind of knowledge they gained afterwards. And with that, we do a follow-up inspection of the food service establishment. It's been working very well because the individual attention that we give to everyone within the establishment, it kind of makes them feel a little bit better. It kind of makes them feel, the health department cares. In case many of you don't know, health inspectors aren't the most well-liked people in the community. So I think if we work with them and we work closely with them, it helps more. The expertise in conducting and teaching the food safety programs, myself and one of my colleagues, Renford Wines, who's here, we have a lot of experience in this, and we're good at what we do, I feel. Full-time staff dedicated to the program, which is myself and my co-worker. In the health department, we always have regulatory authority over all the food service establishments. Like I said before, the educational training is aimed at everyone within the establishment, back of the house, front of the house, like I said, the dishwasher, the guy who's taking out the garbage. It should be everyone. They need to know about food safety. They need to know that, if they're handling, a dirty garbage can, they have to come in. They have to wash their hands. They need to know about proper sanitation practices. We want them to know about foodborne illnesses. We want them to know, if they do this incorrectly, what it's going to cause. The risk factors can be eliminated with regular training. There needs to be training going on monthly. bi-monthly. It needs to be going on all the time. This is what these qualified food operators who are supposed to be managing their employees need to be doing. And what we're finding is they're not doing it. They're not doing it properly. They're not teaching their employees about food safety, about proper personal hygiene, hand washing, about proper hot holding temperatures, cold holding temperatures, which if you keep certain foods out at certain periods of time, at certain temperatures, it's going to cause a pathogen to grow and cause someone to get ill. And a bilingual staff is very vital to serve a non-English-speaking population. On staff, we have a number of people who do speak Chinese, which is very helpful, a number of people who do speak Spanish, which is also very helpful. We do give the tests, the pre-tests and the post-tests, we give it in different languages as well. Like I said, if you're working with them and you're trying to teach it in their language, it shows that you care. And it also helps their establishment to get to where it should be as far as food safety. The recommendations, we always want to be flexible and consumer friendly. Like I said, we want to show them that we're there to help. We are regulators of the public health code, but in part with that, we need to be educators. If there's no education going on, they're not going to fix the issues. They're not going to fix the problems. And what's going to happen is you're going to get more foodborne illnesses and more foodborne illness cases coming about. Always want to keep a high profile in the community by conducting the presentations for food establishments, local community groups, and organizations with similar missions. Keeping a high profile in the community. They, like I said, most health inspectors aren't well liked, but we want to change that. We want them to know that we're here to help them, that we're here to give them the proper education. We do give the food presentations to whoever needs it. Okay, we advertise that we do it, and I think a lot of people are coming to us asking for this presentation and asking for the help and the training in food safety. We always collaborate with the state and local health municipalities with similar programs to address food safety concerns. This is the chart of increase in knowledge of the tests that were administered. Okay, as far as you see the pretest, you know, this is what we see. A lot of people did not have any knowledge in food safety. They really didn't know what they were doing. And afterwards, after giving the presentation and going through hands-on demonstrations, they gain more knowledge, and this was really great to see. And this percentage has gone up since these numbers were first put into the slides. What's vital and what we really focus on with the food workers in the restaurants are proper holding temperatures, proper cooking temperatures, personal hygiene, contaminated equipment, and unapproved sources. It's been working. We think we're unique because I don't feel that most departments and most health departments focus on education with the restaurants that they are inspecting. We're always reviewing the risk factors that did cause them to fail. We want to be specific. We want them to understand exactly what caused them to fail. Doing walkthrough of the inspections of the establishments with the workers, we're going to go through every factor that they failed on. We're going to show them, this is what you're going to do next time, and this is why you're going to do it. Okay? You need to know this. Hands-on demonstrations of equipment and sanitizing, which is very important. The food establishments that do receive the training, it's entered into a database so we can track everything. We can track all the establishments that are going through this training. And the program is set up and is established for consecutive failed inspections. So a certain, you know, you fail one inspection, you fail two inspection, you're coming in for a hearing, and you're going to get this, and you're going to go through this training. So they really have no choice. And it's also based on establishments that have a pass-fail. And the program uses state and local codes to enforce food sanitary regulations. We want to reduce the amount of failed inspections, which is the overall goal, reduce the amount of food complaints due to improper training, increase awareness of food handling procedures, and most importantly, reduce the amount of foodborne illnesses in our community, in our city. And this is the progress of compliance after the program, which has been great. People who have gone, our restaurants that have gone through the program and the training with us, they seem to care afterwards. And we think that's a great thing. You know, they really care, right? They start sending people to the training. They want us to come there. They want us to train their employees. You know, there's still a couple that, you know, we had some issues with. And another big thing that we do is myself and one of my colleagues, we're both serve safe instructors, which is qualified food operator instructors. We want to make sure that we tell the community that we're here for that. We do it once a month in the community, in our department, and I feel it's important that they know that they can come here and get, you know, proper education on it. And the funders and collaborators, the City of Stamford, Stamford Health Department, and the State of Connecticut Department of Public Health. And I'd also like to thank my Director of Health for giving us the resources and the time to do this training. Any questions? I don't think I understand your question. I think in our city we don't really practice that. For all the school systems, we do this program for them. It's set up for them, right? We do this before the school year starts. So we always set up the food safety training program for them, okay? And everyone goes through that program with us. I mean, as far as shutting down salad bars or anything like that, that doesn't really happen in our city. I mean, as far as nutrition, I think it's, with us, there's not an issue with that.
Yeah. guys are doing the training now, but maybe why the folks who are on site who are supposed to do the training aren't necessarily doing it? Is it that they just really don't have the information as you're showing, or are there other work factors that might make it work, you know, relationships with the employer, other sorts of structural issues that might require other policies from those of us who are working in, you know, restaurant health, corporate right. health, those sorts of areas?
I mean, to be perfectly honest, a lot of the times they just don't care. They don't care about the safety.
The employers
just don't care. What Connecticut has set up is that you have to have training records. Training records have to be done. A qualified food operator has to train all their employees. Like I said, from the front of the house to the back of the house, they all have to be trained. And what we're finding is that, you know, what they'll write, you know, this person's been trained on this date. You know, they'll put the initials, and it's like the same date for every employee. So we know they're kind of, you know, they're fudging the records. You know, and we can see that every time we go. And we'll go up to certain employees, you know, what temperature do you cook chicken to, you know, kill off any bacteria that is on it? You know, 120? Yeah, you know, so we know that they're not being trained. So that's difficult because a lot of them just don't care. But with this program, we're seeing that the people who do go through this, they really care. They really care about food safety afterwards, you know, because we're gonna tell them that if you do something wrong, you mix a garlic and oil mixture together, you know, you have the chance of, you know, having someone get botulism, which, you know,